sought Pastor Jim for the message. Let's give him a round of applause. Amen.
Love you guys. Love you guys. Let's give a big, great hand of praise for the two pastors here today that have just really bared witness of what I feel that God is trying to say to us all. If I had to title this message, I would title it, "What is it to be a Christian?" Really? And if you listen to the themes of what the Spirit of God was saying today, what is it to be a Christian? A lot of people take it as you follow the law, you know, you follow the traditions, you follow the do's and don'ts, the right, you be a good person. But to be a Christian is really to be anointed. I've been speaking a series, and it's been the last couple of weeks, on the anointing and how important it is to have the anointing and what is the anointing. And, you know, we've taken classes on the anointing. It's that inspiration, the unction, the impressions, all that that's in, what do we call it, Paiku. And it's all that that's with inside of each and every one of us. But, you know, to be a Christian also has to do with really looking at your life. Who owns it? Is it your life? You know, Christians don't realize that when they become a Christian, they actually give their life away. It is no longer your life. You don't have a life. You're giving it away. But at the same time, you're obtaining. And I loved when Pastor Tim said that, you know, there's a Christ inside of us. It's a life that is a mystery. And in Christ, it's a mystery of life. And we might not know it, but we're there to find it. And as a Christian, we're there to find that life. We lose a life to gain one. We give our life up because God has a way, a will for our lives that is much better and further beyond what we can comprehend or even imagine. And the crazy thing about it is, it's really what we desire, but we don't know how to obtain it. And we can't obtain it because we don't have the anointing. The anointing is the power. The anointing is the gift. The anointing is the will. The anointing is the presence. The anointing is everything that a Christian should obtain. When Jesus was called, he was called as the anointed one, the Messiah, the one who saves. We have two lives that are manifesting in each and every one of us. The one life, and I'm sure many of us heard of it, it's called conscience. It's called consciousness. It's called a conscience. It's called your mind. It's called your soul. It's called your sin nature. It's called you. And then you have something that is really who you are. It's that mystery of life that lives within inside of you, which is called the subconscious. And that subconscious is what really manifests all your feelings and all your emotions, but your consciousness doesn't understand what the heck is going on. Some people are depressed, lost, sick. They don't know what's going on because they're living in a conscious mind, but subconsciously, the answer's within. They don't know how to get to it. They don't know how to see it. They don't know how to hear it. They don't know how to understand it. That subconsciousness is really Christ inside of you. It's the divine nature of God living inside of you. But it's the anointing that allows us to hear the truth that is inside of us. Your feelings are real, but the conscience doesn't understand what's going on. But the subconscious, Christ inside of us, knows what it is. And it tells you and steers you and guides you and gives you the power to do something about it. We're born in a nature that is deaf, dumb, and blind. It's all caught up in the conscience. But the conscience is a deceiver. The conscience lies to us. It's based on our minds, our thoughts, the patterns of our thoughts, the traditions of our thoughts,
what we think is good, right, wrong, all that stuff. And it binds us and puts us in prison. It sets us captive because we have something inside that is telling us that I might not feel good, or I'm sad, or I feel pain. There's something inside of us that makes us feel empty. And the conscience, awareness, can't figure it out because it's dumb. The conscious awareness can't figure it out because it's blind. It's deaf. Spiritually, you're suffering, and the mind doesn't understand why. Let me tell you, this is this profound mystery. But when you're anointed, and there's an anointing in your life, the anointing tells you exactly where the pain is coming from, where the sadness is coming from, where the lost and the confusion is coming from. The anointing paints a picture clearly to see. Even futuristic stuff. Jesus saw walked in the anointing, and he saw, who was that was in the tree or something, or standing by the tree? Nicodemus. And then he says, don't look at this as a strange thing, you know? It's almost like when you're walking in the anointing, you see. You have eyes to see. When you're walking in the anointing, you can hear. You can hear things that people can't hear. And you have knowledge, which was said before earlier, grace. You can hear the grace of God, and it makes sense. The mysteries come alive, and it uncovers the life that is inside of you, and it brings joy and peace and righteousness. But you can only live in the anointing. Without the anointing, you're robbed. You're robbed of a life. Glory to the nations, GTTN, like Pastor Sam said earlier, our job is for you to hear the voice of God. Our job is not to control you, keep you captive, whatever, build a family, whatever it is. It's there to get you on your feet into the subconscious realm of who you are, so that you know who you are and you can live a life. I'm going to tell you right now, if you knew the spiritual realm, your life, those that are out there, and any minister that brings someone to that level of anointing, and you bring someone to the anointing, you receive jewels. You receive pearls. You are arrayed in all, and I wish you could just see the garment that we wear. It's all filled with diamonds, pearls, gold, and the crowns on our head. Oh my God, I remember a message I spoke about how many crowns, and I want them so high, I'm going like this, you know, and I want to keep them crowns on my head and cast those crowns before the Lord. I want to stand before him and cast them down and him just smile. You know, when you have those feelings in your heart, when you do something pleasing in the eyes of those who matter to you, how do you feel?
Alive.
You know, when you have a father or a mother and you did something pleasing in their sight, you know, you're there waiting to say, well done. You're waiting to hear those words to say, you're such a good girl, or you're such a good boy. I'm so pleased with you. I'm so grateful that I have you in my life. Those words touch us. We long for the praises and the glory of those that are set in authority over us. And when we can experience that from our Father in heaven, from the Creator who created us, who actually purchased us with a price. So if I had to go back and say to you, whose life is it? My life is not my life. My life is His.
But his love for me is so great. He's given me a life that I can so rejoice over, so praise, so give him honor and glory because of the life that he has given me. And there are many out there that are dying to taste it. That's where the pain is inside of everyone. It's not, you know, an emotional pain like somebody hurt you. It's deeper than that. I'm going to tell you what the world's pain is. They're lost. They're longing for the life that is inside. They're longing for the Christ inside. They're longing for the anointing inside, and they don't have it. And it's creating severe pain inside of them. It's creating such a pain that they don't know what it is, even to the point of suicide. This is why they need God. This is why we need God. We need God for the anointing, the saving grace. We need God for this. He fills us. It's a water. It's called the new wine. We need this new wine. We need this water that'll never create thirst again. We need this food that will never go hungry again. The anointing is a mystery, but I shared 2 weeks ago how to obtain the anointing. Recognize the glory of God. Fear Him as if you fear for your own life. Love Him with everything inside of you. Even if you don't even know Him, you got to start somewhere. And I'm showing you the beginning of the anointing. I am showing you the footsteps of how to obtain the greatest levels of the anointing ever in your life. Glorify Him. We're overcomers. What are we overcoming? We're overcoming the consciousness of humankind, so that we can enter into the subconscious of Christ inside of us to live this mystery of life, which is only a testimony. Your life is a testimony to the glory of God. This is why we're created, only to be a testimony to His glory. Not to obtain things or live lavish lives or go here, go there, or whatever. It's a testimony. Now that testimony can be lavish lives, go here, go there, all that. But it all comes out of the mouth and the heart and the act of glory. See, the world and the things of the world are not evil or bad. It's the lust of it. It's what drives you insane, trying to find this mystery of life, being tossed to and fro from every wind of doctrine, but never obtaining, never receiving. God wants to fulfill every desire of your heart. He wants to, every passion, every thought, everything that is within your conscious mind, He wants to fulfill it, because the subconscious is actually screaming and you're picking it up. You don't realize it, but you're picking it up. Why do I feel this way? Why do I want this? Why do I like that? Why? Wait, you think all of a sudden that you just developed a liking of vanilla ice cream? Something inside is creating your conscious mind to like some things. And this is even the greater mystery. Your mind thinks that you want that, and when you got it, it ain't the right color. Something isn't right. But when you're anointed, it's the right color. It's the right flavor. It's the right thing. And why I know this is because it's connected with righteousness. It's connected with righteousness. And in righteousness, there's peace and joy. I'm purchased by the blood of the Lamb. I wish you could see what I can see.
I wish you could know what I know. I wish that this grace is given to you and imparted in you to change your life forever. You know, we want to get to the kingdom of God so bad, right? Amen? We want to enter in. We want to enter into it, but you can't enter in without the anointing. You can't enter in without the anointing. You can do all the motions, and you can do all the dance, and you can do all and speak the right terms, but you will never have true righteousness. Never. Righteousness comes first. Amen? Righteousness comes first. And the only way that righteousness comes in anybody's life is if you're led by the anointing. If the anointing gives you that life, righteousness follows after, because God bought our lives. He paid the price and He bought our lives. And because He bought our lives, we give our life to Him. We begin to be receiving the anointing, the mystery of life. We receive the mystery of life. I want to say to everyone here, you're at the right place. Right now, you are at the right place. Because God knows that we're like little children. But when do we grow up? Are we going to be little children for the rest of our lives? But do you know what little children do? They're always in want. They're always in need. There is not one little child who says, "Don't worry about it, Mommy, Daddy. I'm satisfied. I got this. No problem. Matter of fact, let me take care of you." Listen, I would love to be a little child in heart, you know, carefree and all that. And I understand why a lot of people said, "Yeah, I want to be a child forever. Yeah." But with that heart, not looking for the anointing, you're just masking what is happening inside. You can't control the suffering and the pain inside. You can't. The only thing that takes away your pain inside, the lost inside, is the anointing. You need to understand how to obtain the anointing. First of all, you got to get out of yourself. These might be hard words. These might be hurtful words. But they're saving words. They're saving grace words. You got to get out of yourself. Our sufferings, everyone suffers the same. And, you know, some people can't comprehend that. "Oh, no way. My pain and suffering is so much greater than yours. My this, my that, my..." You know what? Yeah. It's all excuses. It's the conscience, mind, stealing, robbing, and destroying your life. You're living in the natural. You're living in the natural, and you're not coming to the truth. You got to cast down the natural mind. You got to tear down every imagination that exalts itself over the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is the grace that is in the anointing that lives within the subconscious of who you are. Pastor Sam said earlier, there is no one that's needed a teacher. The teacher lives within inside of us. Yes, in the anointing. And we have to crack it open. We got to get it. We got to drink it. We got to eat it. We got to live it. Look, I know a lot of individuals who say they have a passion of God. They say they want to live a righteous life. All it is works in a facade. Well, that's great for them. Who are they impressing? I share with those that are close to me. You got one life. Live it. Protect it. Protect it. Don't let anyone else try to live your life. Don't let anyone try to influence you in living your life. Protect it with all your heart, soul, and mind. Because at the end of the day, you're the one with the feelings. At the end of the day, you're the one that has to live with it. At the end of the day, when you leave this earth, you're the one that's going to be judged to it. You're a fool if you're living a life for others. You're a fool if you're not tapping into that anointing inside and it's about you. I said a message a long time ago about being selfish. It was a seed planting for today's message. We need to learn how to be selfish and know what's inside of us and live what's inside of us and stop compromising. You gotta stop compromising, even if it goes against your traditional ways. I know it's sometimes difficult and tough to hear truth, but I'm gonna tell you right now, would you rather be happy and live in a righteous life in God, or would you rather be bound and go with the motions and just live until you die? That's no life. That's not what we were created for. That's not what we were created for. We were created to first live righteous. That comes first. And God gave us righteousness. Our righteousness is in Him, which is imputed inside of us. It's the mystery of life, like Pastor Tim said earlier. It's that life of Christ inside of us. It's a mystery. It's that thing that we long for that is bringing such pain in our lives now. The suffering and the pain that we are experiencing now is because we're not in Christ. The church got it wrong. Christianity has it wrong. They need to understand life begins in the anointing, and it also begins by losing your life so that you can gain your life. And then it also begins about being honest with yourself and being selfish with yourself, not trying to please everybody around you. You gotta get tapped into this truth. You got to break away from traditions. You got to break away from habits. You got to break away. You got to break away. Jesus said, if you don't forsake all, you can't follow me. You cannot be a disciple of mine. This is why this church isn't big. Let me get an amen. 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 But you know what? Because you're here, there's a special anointing that's going to be given to you today. Don't take this as a common thing. Reach out and grab it. Just reach out and grab it. Just reach out and grab it. I'm grabbing it. I'm grabbing it every day I come in here. It's me and Him. And I'm grabbing it. When I leave here, it's me and Him. Yes, I have people that I love around me. Yes, I want to love them too. But I'm going to tell you right now, my main love is me and Him. Me and Him. Me and Him make the answers. Me and Him make the decisions. Me and Him live. I live in Him. I no longer live within myself, but I live in Him. How many of us can say that? Amen. Amen. Keep living that way. Keep living that way. You need the anointing. Is the Father in heaven pleased with you? These are little questions that you can ask. If you say, I don't know, well, I'm going to have to ask you, where's your relationship? I'd rather have you say no than I don't know. I'd rather you say no, because then you know. Well, then repent, because His love is endures forever. Just change the way you're thinking, tap in, and hear that, well done, my faithful servant. Get those words in your heart that you know that you're doing the right thing. You gotta know in your heart that you're doing the right thing. You just gotta know. And how you know is you get into that subconscious place in your heart. You got to be true to yourself. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to grab hold of it. Stop dealing. How many people have ever gotten to a place where you just deal? You can't do it. Some people have, by traditions, beat that in us. Oh, you just got to deal. You just got to deal. You can't do that. You just got to deal. Keep your mouth shut. You got to deal. You can't act like that. You got a deal. You better search your heart. Your emotions are not right. You got a deal. How many have been quenched by their inner feelings? We should all have our hands up. Right? We got to stop the murmuring and the complaining and all that stuff. We got to get a life. And that life is inside of us. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. Okay? But you got to walk to it. You got to walk. You got to begin to walk. And if you have to take baby steps, that's great. Listen, for a little bit, I was doing this. I was doing little toe steppers, you know? But I was walking. You got to move forward somewhere, somehow. If it takes you years, it doesn't matter. Because at the end, it's going to be done. It may take you months, days, weeks, whatever. But you got to, you can't just sit there and just be in suffering and pain. And then let your mind, because your conscience is lying to you every day, every moment of the hour. Your conscience is lying to you. It's lying. I'm going to repeat it again. It's lying to you, telling you you can't. Or making up excuses, or justifying every moment of the day, justifying why you can't take those little toe steps. Even if it's just a phone call, a reach out, even a thought of saying, you know what, I'm going to do it tomorrow. That's a baby step. That's a toe step. Lay it out. Get your life going. Search him with all your heart, soul, and mind. Search him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And don't stop. And always look within yourself. It's your life. It's your life. It's your life. Say, it's my life. It's my life. It's my life. How many people are grabbing this? Amen. Look, I love seeing the hands. I love seeing the show of hands. Because if you mean this in your heart, guess what? You're going to start getting a life. You're going to start getting one. We have to put our foot down and make a determination. Who this day are we going to serve? We need to make a decision. I know my calling is not to build a church. I know my calling is to build children of God. Whether they hang out or not, it don't matter to me. My job is to build children of God, those that can hear him. You know why? Because you're a pearl to me. Don't store your riches and treasures up here on earth, in earth, while moths and rust can destroy them. Store them up. Build them up. How many pearls have you made? How many pearls did you store up? Where's your jewels? What does your heaven look like? I'm going to tell you one thing. When you judge, the pearl that you just put up there, judgment pulls it out. Judge all day, you poverty-stricken individual. Judge. Just keep judging. And you'll be a poverty-stricken, no good, whatever you want up there in heaven. Soul. Burning. That's why you never judge anyone. Don't touch God's anointed. Don't touch. Do not touch. Or your treasures, your pearls, all the works that you did in him are just stripping away. They're stripping away. They're stripping away. You don't want to do that. Then your works is nothing but vanity. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. God has opened up my eyes to a lot of things. And I say thank you, Lord, because it's your anointing and your grace who is saving me. And I'll tell you what, when he doesn't strip my jewels from heaven, that's a saving grace. I want to have the riches for eternity. And if you know this truth, man, you'll get hungry and on fire for it. You'll run and forsake everything just to obtain those jewels.
just to see those riches and those pearls and all that stuff in that heavenly place. You know, those things that are earthly desires, it's also heavenly desires. Don't ever be bound by this goofy traditions of nonsense that has been imputed, puke in our minds. It's disgusting. Let's get free. Let's see the truth. Let's see the reality. Let's see this mystery of life that Pastor Tim broke open this morning with. You know, I love listening to the two pastors that come up and begin to speak, because I say to myself, Lord, oh, you're planning some good stuff today. You're doing something great. I'm grabbing it. I am reaching out and grabbing it. I am taking it right now. It's liquid. It's tangible. It's now. I'm feeling it. I want it. And I'm reaching by faith. I'm taking it. I'm saying, Lord, more anointing, more anointing, more anointing, more anointing, more, Lord, more, 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 more. And if your heart isn't saying that and you look like a fool, you say, oh my God, I look so foolish. I'll tell you right now, you're being robbed. Because the natural mind is stealing from you again. You don't understand the power of the natural mind. The power of robbing, stealing, and destroying your life. And you don't understand the power of the subconscious mind, the mind of Christ that is inside of you. That anointing draws, gives, it places, it establishes, and it never destroys. But the natural mind never blesses, never gives grace. It always robs, steals, and destroys. Even when you think you got blessed, you're going to be robbed. It's going to be stolen. It's going to destroy. You'll see. You'll see. With this, I have to close. But let us bow our heads for a moment. Just with a show of hands, how many are getting hungry for the anointing? Good. That's important. The anointing's yours. God is not a respecter of person. He wants you to have the anointing. It's yours. These are big words that I'm saying right now. The anointing is yours. It's yours. That's right. It's mine. Get hungry. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's my anointing. It's all mine. And I thank you, Lord, for giving it to me. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. I want you to take possession of that anointing. And I want you to take it with aggression. I want you to take it with aggression. It's your anointing. It's your gifts. It's your life. Take it. Take it. You didn't lose your life. You're only obtaining it now. Hopefully, when you came to God, when He plucked you, He took that life from you. Now we need to take the life that He gave us and possess it. Father, I pray right now that the power of that anointing starts to liquefy over us, drips all over us, bathes us like the anointing oil from heaven, and coats us. And empowers us to move forward, forsaking all, so we obtain you the more. I pray, amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Sam if he's going to close us.
if he's up to it. I want to leave with this. Where God is taking us and the words that he's giving us is no joke matter. It's life or death. And the message and the grace that he's given us is no joke. It's life and death. It's life and death. And I feel that we're living in a time right now that is so close to a change in the spiritual realm where that ark door is closing. And there will be gnashing of teeth and scratching and gnawing at the door. But the door will be closed. And his anointed ones are going to be in there, protected. And whatever takes place after that, it's the anointing and the new life that we're going to live. And we're being tested. Every one of you are being tested, tried. And the church is better listening to me on the web. They're being tested. They're being tried. And you know, the Bible speaks of 144,000. And they, like, I don't take the Bible as a joke. Those words in that book are true. They are true. So true. The problem is they don't have the anointing to see it. They don't have the anointing to see what 144,000 means. They don't have the anointing to see how big the ark is. They don't have the anointing to see the plans that are set before us. I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen. You know, life really goes by fast. You're looking at 30, that hits. 40, that hits. 50, that hits. You can't stop time. And it's going by fast. We're here for a short period of time. The liar says, oh, you got a whole life. No, man, half your life's almost is already over. More than half your life's already over. It's time that we focus. Listen, Scripture says to labor to be in my rest. It's an effort to stay in awareness. It's easy to let your imagination go and worry about tomorrow or imagination worry about yesterday. It's easy. That's what we know. We've known it our whole lives. It's easy to go in imagination and go into the worries about tomorrow. It's easy. It's not easy to stay in awareness. Tim was talking about earlier. Rest can only be found living in the moment. If you're worried about tomorrow, no rest. You're worried about yesterday, there's no rest. We have to focus and be in the moment. You've been given tools here to take us out of the imagination, tossed to and fro every wind of doctrine. Every day we're fighting our imaginations that are creating scenarios that never even happened. And in our minds, it's going to happen. We believe that more than we can believe God. Yep. This is what we're doing. We're believing what we're creating as a scenario more than we can believe in God's truth. It becomes more of a reality because it's what you know. Fear. Oh, yeah. And all this is what, it's what you know. You've known it. You know this. We know the soul. We know the path. We know how to create imaginations. This is the mystery we're talking about is foreign to us. Yep. It's foreign to try to bring yourself to awareness and come out of that imagination because imagination feels good. It's kind of like a drug. It almost feels good to imagine a catastrophe because you feel like something's happened. And it feels weird. It feels good to imagine and live in that fantasy world. I win the lottery. Oh, $30 million. I'm going to give it to you. We're fantasizing about stuff. Where's our brain going? First guy told me about winning the lottery. He told me about a half hour. What he would, I was like, are you crazy? Look what occupies your mind. You think, really? Man, it's crazy what we think about. And the imagination, it robs, steals, and destroys our lives. Labor to be in his rest. Bring yourself back to that awareness, and that's where you're going to find rest. No other place. Amen? Amen. Tib's got something.
You close it up when you're done. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, God's only concern is one thing. It's to build you up. You are the church. Each individual is a church. He says, who will build a tabernacle for me to dwell in? That's our only concern. When pastor says, I'm here to build the individuals, he's building us up. When Pastor Sam speaks, he's building us up. When I speak, I'm building you up. So we can stand firm in the faith, and there's a tabernacle for God to dwell so that anointing can ooze out of us and stay. I think Pastor Sam said earlier, it's so that our fruit remains. You know, I want to give the crowns too to God. When he saw that, I saw like a Pied Piper running around with all these like baker's dozen hats on his head. But they're all precious jewels, and we're just throwing it at God's feet, giving him glory for every individual that we build up. You know, that's the precious pearls that we're supposed to store up in heaven. Amen. You know, this world, the life in this world is only an illusion. Anything that we do in the world, it fades away. It doesn't exist. It doesn't stand the test of time, eternity. But anything we do in Christ will stand the test of time. It will carry forth into eternity. You know, when God says prophesy, you prophesy out of your heart, that goes on and echoes for eternity. It just keeps going and going and going. But anything that I do here in my soul doesn't exist. It's an illusion. It disappears. It dies. Amen? Amen. Just a reminder, too, Wednesday night, we're coming back for our Wednesday night get-together. It starts at 7:30. So we ask everybody to come out or tune in. The other thing, too, is, you know, people that are listening on the internet, if you're like an hour from here, you know, we're here in Marlton, New Jersey. Come out. Come out. Be a part of this. Come out to hear what God's doing and be a part of the anointing that's here. The glory of God is here. It's prevalent. It's tangible. But if you're listening, you're not going to get the fullness. I mean, you can hear the message, and it can start a repentance and make you hungry, but when you're here, oh, man, I'm telling you, you're changed. You're changed.
And fight the fear.
And fight the fear, exactly. Because you know what? Because the soul wants to keep you out of here.
Yeah.
It does. The soul wants to keep you away from here.
It doesn't want to leave the body. Amen. You know, the soul wants to live. You know, and it's gonna lie. It's gonna create fear. Oh, you know, you don't fit in. You know, what are people like? Yeah, whatever it might be. But look at your soul. I mean, are you tired of living the way you're living? Do you want a new life? Do you want this mystery of life? Well, then take it for yourself. I know that God led me around in a lot of areas because I was hungry for a change. Whether he sent me to Florida for a financial class or whatever it might be. But I went alone because I wanted a change. And I'm sure God did that with all those that are listening. There were times where you went to places by yourself because you wanted change. You know, well, come here by yourself for change. You know, but you have to fight that fear. You have to fight it. I think a lot of people are trying to.
Fear is prevalent. It's the opposite of love, you know, it's a lot of pride, and it also keeps you in unbelief. You know, that's the one thing God said. He said the only thing that keeps you out of a heavenly place is unbelief. That's it. What are we supposed to believe in? We're supposed to believe in the life that's in Christ, that God created, be predestined from the beginning of this world. Before we even were here, God predestined it. He gave us a purpose in him. And we just need to discover it. So, amen, right?
Amen. 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 Have a great week, guys.